This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm Katie.
What's going on, Katie?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. Mike and I just finished our show, Death and Other Details. Listeners, if anyone has watched it all, feel free to DM me. Curious to see what everyone thinks. Very busy, very tired. Forgot about a homework assignment that we're going to squeeze in this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, grown-up stuff. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I am pretty tired too. We're coming to everyone from the evening of International Women's Day, which feels disingenuous to quote unquote celebrate.
Yeah.
Feels more like activism needs to be happening. So I did share all of our episodes in our story about the incredible women that we have discussed and things relating to womanhood. And
hell yeah.
Go and give all those a listen. I think there were like 15 stories that I posted. I was like, this actually feels so good that that it was so many. I was like, oh, this is so exciting. Look at all these things that we've done.
It was a lot because I kept getting notified about tags. I think it was more than 15.
Might have been like 17 or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have 5 episodes on Marilyn alone. Yes. 6 with Lauren.
Which I did share Lauren's, and I shared part 1. I was like, and parts 2, 3, 4. Thank you. I'm going to be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Somerville. Actually, so that'll be fun. Happening while this episode is airing on Sundays. Although, this is a conversation that I had with my massage therapist tonight before our appointment. St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th, and that's a Sunday this year. Why are we having the St. Patrick's Day Parade on the 10th? Is that not a strange choice?
That's very strange. I wonder, maybe there's a competing parade already planned.
Maybe. Somerville's parade has been ranked by like Forbes or something as like one of the best in the country. And I'm like, that's right. I walked in that shit last year.
Maybe they're not trying to take away. I don't know. But it is very odd.
I'm going to find out.
Someone messed up.
Wrong Sunday, guys.
Yeah. I said the third Sunday. I wrote down third. It looks like a 2.
But that'll be fun. So I'm doing that with my funeral home friends. Ooh, we're checking out, I say we, my friend Liam and I are checking out a newer, they opened sometime last year, newer gay club over in South Amboy this weekend. It's called the 244 spot. I've been wanting to go for so long and we finally made plans.
Hell yeah. I was going to say 224. I was so close.
So close. So, God, I'm really excited for that. I'll let you know how it goes. I feel like that's all the update. I do want to address, you know what? I want to address the commercials. I'm so sorry that the ads are so loud, friends. We yes. did get a message from someone through Spotify.
Spotify. I tried to respond, but it turns out that I can't.
Oh. Well, they said that the ads are screaming at them or yelling, one of those two words. And you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
We don't have control over that.
We don't have control over that. Last episode, I tried to like adjust our actual track level to try to match theirs, but I was playing like a really not fun guessing game, and it was better, but it wasn't fantastic. So I am hoping that I can nail it or get close with this episode that you're currently listening to. I'm so sorry. There is no way through our service to like change the volume of the ads, and it is kind of frustrating.
Not in our control. I'm sure it's in their contract that they control it.
It's like those TV commercial levels. Like, it always gets louder when you go to commercial. Like, why do they do that? They want your attention. It's okay.
Because I know people turn it down.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry if your ears are getting like fucking blasted from that. And I'm really trying to fix it. I promise.
Working on it. We're not ignoring you. We just can't reply to Spotify.
I do want to just mention the book club again. I did put a link in the link tree. I'm just about to start chapter 4. I was talking to Andy today and she was just about to start chapter 5, I think. So we are probably going to be doing a monthly video call through the app that we're using. What is it called again?
Book club.
Book club. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in on this, we have quite a few people joined in already, and I'm so excited about it.
We do.
It.
We do. Now is definitely the time because we're about to like pick the first date. I'm making a poll for it tomorrow, actually. Woo! So
I'm excited. So yeah, definitely click the link in our bios on all of our social media to get to that link tree link. So many links. Mm-hmm. But we want to see you in our book club. We're super excited about this. The book is so good. Oh,
it's really, really good. And if what we're reading right now is not super your thing, you can check in the app. We're not sponsored, but like we should be. What's up, book club? You can like look in the app and it says like what we want to read. Mm-hmm. And we're like adding books to that, and then we're gonna like vote and stuff. So maybe what we read next is gonna be more up your alley.
Books, so many books. I love to read so many things.
So many books.
I'm so thoroughly books. Distracted by the cat that is full lounging right now in your arms.
Oh yeah, he's not. I tried to put him down, but he's not having it.
It's the way that his arms are just like dead arm straight out, hanging over your elbow for me. That's what it is for me. It's a cuteness level that I can't get over, and it's goofy.
Oh, the girls next door are also having a sleepover.
Oh.
I keep hearing them like giggle and like laugh. Aww. And it's really endearing.
Oh my God, how old are they?
I know that she has like a young teen.
Aww.
But this sounds younger, so I don't know.
That's so cute. Oh, I love it.
It is girl really time. Cute. Love it. It is okay. Really cute.
I don't really have much more of an update. It's been slow at work. No one's dying. So I don't really have much to report on. We do have a shorter episode for you today. I'll be so honest, like it's Katie's midterms and I spent a lot of time packing almost the majority of my clothing this week, and I kind of lost track of time on my notes. So we're going to do the kind of vibe of some of the after chats that we do for our patrons, and we're going to go through an article and discuss it, right? I actually love doing this. I feel like we always have fun commentary on things. So this one is actually going to be an update on last week's IVF episode.
Part one and a half.
Part one and a half. So remember how at the end of the episode, we talked about how Tammy Duckworth had a bill that she was trying to pass to protect IVF nationwide?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, that got blocked. So yeah.
No one cares about children.
They just want to control us.
What about the children?
The article that I have today is from Politico. It's entitled Hyde Smith Blocks Senate Vote on Federal IVF Protections. Democrats' bill aimed to override the Alabama Supreme Court decision that has cut access for many in the state. This was published on February 28th. February 28th. It's like, it's wild that we're doing an update so fast. So fast. Senator Cindy Hyde Smith, Republican from Mississippi, blocked passage Wednesday of a bill to protect access to in vitro fertilization nationwide, the first federal clash in the roiling debate over fertility care that an Alabama court sparked earlier this month by granting legal personhood to frozen embryos. Quote, "The bill before us today is a vast overreach that is full of poison pills that go way too far," she said. "Far beyond ensuring legal access to IVF, the act explicitly waives the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and would subject religious and pro-life organizations to crippling lawsuits," end quote. Bro, be more dramatic. Be more fucking dramatic.
What is this woman's name? Cindy Lou something? Marie?
Cindy Hyde Smith.
Cindy Hyde Smith.
From Mississippi.
From Mississippi. Oh. This is really wild. This is really wild.
What a claim to make.
Poison
pills. So dramatic for no reason. In the wake of the scuttled vote, Democrats are more eager than ever to tie Republicans to the threat to IVF. Some of reading the way that this is written is like so silly to me because, side note, I went to the Democratic nomination convention last night for my county. And if I'm being so honest, things are just not feeling very Democratic and feeling set up. And I'm very disappointed in a lot of Democrats right now. So like reading a sentence like Democrats are more eager than ever to tie Republicans to the threat to IVF. Like, yeah, we know. And it's a fucking game. And it's all a game back and forth between the two of them. Just a game. And not enough people are actually giving a real shit about us.
Yeah.
It feels silly reading some of this, so sorry. Just I just feel I needed to get that out there before some of the sentences that I read.
Nope, I totally get it. I totally get it.
Part of their ongoing campaign to make the fallout of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade a top issue in the presidential and congressional election. Quote, it's a little personal when a majority male state Supreme Court suggests that people like me, who became pregnant with the help of modern medicine, should be in jail cells and not nurseries, end quote, said bill author Senator Tammy Duckworth, the mother of two daughters conceived through IVF, as we learned last episode. Duckworth excoriated Republicans for blocking the legislation, accusing them of hypocrisy after so many voiced support for the treatments over the last week. Remember, we talked about that in last week's episode. I only gave a few quotes, but there were many more. We just didn't have time to read them all. Quote, Hyde Smith said at one point, the bill would allow for chimeras, human-animal hybrids. It does nothing of the sort, Duckworth said. Bro, dramatic for no reason.
And this is like the people who come in and use laws for like insane, like find loopholes in laws to like make a point. Like she's trying to do that right now, but like stop.
Please stop. That's actual insanity.
Cindy Hyde Smith from Mississippi, please stop.
Cindy, who the fuck do you know that wants a human-animal hybrid?
And why are you thinking of that?
Right?
Why is that your go-to?
Silly, silly woman. All the bill says is if you want to seek reproductive technology, you can. If you want to provide it, you can. If you want to cover it as insurance company, you can. End quote. Democrats brought up the bill under unanimous consent, an expedited process that allows any senator to object. Leadership has not indicated whether they will bring the bill back to the floor. Duckworth told Politico on Wednesday that she plans to ask for a traditional roll call that forces members to take a public stance, though she acknowledged it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Damn it.
Yeah, she knows it won't. I think that, especially after all the grandstanding, they were like, no, don't worry about IVF. We want to protect IVF.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that's protected. Yeah, I actually want to know how you're voting. Let me know. Let me see it.
Just say it.
Out loud.
Say it on the record with your face.
Say it with your face. God, this is so upsetting.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
God.
No chimeras. Sucks.
I can't read. I closed my eyes and my eyes opened and they were not readable. That was a sentence. Whether they continue to push for the passage of the bill, Democrats made it clear that they plan to keep on hammering Republicans on the issue. The Democratic National Committee is putting up dozens of billboards in battleground states like Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, tying the IVF ruling to former President Donald Trump and the abortions. I'm just going to stop right there.
That cannot be the most effective way.
That's the move we went with?
Right. That cannot be right.
Like, that's the choice we made. That's how we're going to handle this situation. We're going to spend money on that.
Billboards.
We're going to spend money on that. You could, like, be hiring people to phone bank. Like, you could be spending a shit ton more money doing that. You could be doing campaigns, like, actual canvassing footwork. Like,
billboards.
I just know that's a lot of money wasted. The abortion rights group Reproductive Freedom for All has launched TV ads calling the Alabama decision part of the Republican plan to control our bodies and lives. See, I'm okay with that because it's not tying it directly to Donald Trump. Like, tying it directly to Donald Trump just feels like such a fucking, like, it's just a cop out, you know?
It's not wrong, like, just because Donald Trump did it.
Yeah.
It's wrong and Donald Trump did it.
Republican strategists insist they are not worried, arguing that voters won't hold the entire GOP responsible for the actions of the Alabama court and that it's not senators' place to intervene. I'm pretty sure
isn't
that's
your
like
job.
I was gonna say, isn't that your like entire job description? What?
I'm pretty sure we went through this whole election thing to decide that you would be the one to intervene. Should something bullshitty happen?
Is this not what we pay you for?
What are my tax dollars even doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Murdering people in Palestine.
The GOP's opposition on Wednesday was a repeat of 2022, when Duckworth attempted to call up the bill a few months after the fall of Roe v. Wade, and Hyde-Smith objected without explanation and scuttled the vote. What is this bitch's problem? Republicans signaled in the lead-up to the vote that the recent suspension of IVF services in Alabama and the swath of other states now considering their own restrictions had not changed their minds. Some argued that fertility treatments are a states' rights issue in which Congress should not meddle, while others claimed that Alabama lawmakers would solve the problem and federal action is unnecessary. Solve the problem. They created the problem.
I don't understand. Do they like babies or not?
Do you want women to have kids or not? Pick one.
Like, I really thought you guys were like, babies.
All
I don't
the babies.
I don't understand.
Make it
anymore.
Make sense. It doesn't. We have lost the plot.
I'm genuinely asking. I don't understand why they're against this.
Controlling us? I don't know.
Is this like a God's will thing?
I truly think that in doing this action, they are just creating a way to make it easier to control abortion. I think all along it was just making sure that they can classify embryos and eggs as babies, as fetuses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, but I think that that was the entire play here. It's a game. There's moving pieces that they have to make come to fruition to get to the ultimate goal. And that's a part
okay.
of it.
Okay.
That's what I think. I hope I don't sound crazy.
No. That makes so much more sense, like the way that legal loopholes work. You know, mm-hmm. you need to include the positive aspect of something as well as the negative, the positive being plus babies, the negative being minus babies. Abortion. Neither is positive or negative. I meant in the sense of integers going up and down. For the record, I'm pro-abortion. I'm just so tired.
I wish people could see the arm movements that you were making, though. That's
a lot of this.
A lot of other.
I'll see if I can like screen cap that and make it a meme.
You know what? There's actually a new capability with Riverside for us to have screenshots from the episode. So I'll see if I can get that.
Okay, thank you. Because I genuinely like could not fucking understand.
Like, why?
What is the problem here?
They're moving chess pieces.
Okay. They fucking have been for a while. Yeah. It's scary. For those wondering, I'm still not letting Ashley wear her glasses.
Things are hard. Quote, "I think the issue is going to be fixed by the Alabama legislature," said Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana. "I haven't talked to any Republican that is not for IVF." Okay, but what about the bitch who just blocked
what?
It? Yet the Senate maneuvering highlights the bind Republicans face as they struggle to coalesce around a response to the Alabama ruling. Many GOP officials have expressed support for IVF, but have largely avoided detailing how clinics should handle unimplanted viable embryos. In the meantime, influential anti-abortion groups are turning up the pressure. In a Wednesday statement, Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, condemned Duck's... What a name. Duckworth's...
No, we can't just move on from that. Susan B. Anthony's Pro-Life America. Can you do that?
Can you use her name like that?
Can you just take someone's name and attach it to your belief? That's fucking wild. I'm just gonna start doing that then. Like, are you fucking kidding
me? Elon Musk's women's rights group.
I was gonna say Abigail Adams Abortions Academy. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. Elon Musk, anything sounds like a dangerous place. Oh, no, I don't want that. Never mind. I was going to say, Elon Musk's Guantanamo Bay, but I don't like privatized prisons.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to start the sentence over.
Yes, please.
In a Wednesday statement, Susan B. Anthony, pro-life America, condemned Duckworth's bill, a non-binding resolution by Representative Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina, expressing strong support for IVF and the legislative fix Alabama lawmakers are debating that would shield IVF providers from lawsuits and allow services to resume. Wait, what? Why didn't this sentence make sense to me? In a Wednesday statement, Susan B. Anthony, pro-life America, condemned Duckworth's bill, comma, a non-binding resolution by Representative Nancy Mace expressing strong support for IVF, comma, and the legislative fix Alabama lawmakers are debating that would shield IVF providers from lawsuits and allow services to resume in the state. Why does it feel like we're not? They condemned her bill. What is this non-binding resolution of strong support for IVF, but they're condemning her bill? I'm confused. Why does this sentence not make sense? Am I?
No, you're totally right. I think they must have, like, missed something. Right? But I think what they're trying to be like is, like, we're down with IVF, but this bill, it isn't it. This is not the move.
Okay, let me see. So here we have, there was a clickable link. So here we have Nancy Mace pitches bill with non-binding IVF protections. Representative Nancy Mace is shopping around a non-binding resolution expressing strong support for in vitro fertilization, just as Democrats are pushing a bill with concrete protections for the practice. The South Carolina Republicans' office is asking fellow House members of both parties to sign on to the resolution by Thursday. This article came out the day before the other one, which she's doing, quote, in light of the Supreme Court of Alabama's ruling that has jeopardized access. The effort comes as Democrats in both chambers push for a vote on a bill that would enact federal protections for IVF, overriding any state restrictions. Mace's resolution praises IVF as a, quote, safe, reliable, and effective practice that allows for more couples to achieve pregnancy and warns that the ruling by the Supreme Court of Alabama and any substantially similar ruling or statute will result in fewer pregnancies and fewer children being born. This is so interesting. I'm not understanding where any opposition was.
One of them is the federal bill and one of them is a non-binding resolution. And that must mean something important for the precedent of what they're trying to do, okay, per your moving pieces. Like, if they got a federal bill through that was like, no, IVF is protected, that would set a legal precedent for these embryos to be, you know, allowed to be destroyed.
Yeah.
They're not going to be used. But if they got like the non-binding resolution, it lets them continue IVF without federally declaring embryos are protected. Does that track with what you've read?
Kind of. I'm going to continue reading this because now I'm interested. The document also, quote, calls on elected officials at all levels of government to proactively pass legislation to protect access to fertility care, something Senate Democrats plan to do Wednesday by calling for a unanimous consent on their IVF bill. Republicans are expected to block, as they did. Mace's office said Tuesday the congressperson was not aware of Democrats' bill, led by Susan Wild and in the House and Tammy Duckworth in the Senate. An aide stressed in a statement to Politico that the resolution, quote, is not in lieu of introducing a bill, but a first step in building a bipartisan coalition to ensure couples struggling with infertility throughout the country have access to IVF and other assisted reproductive technologies. Okay. It is like a little moving puzzle piece of things that need to happen first to make the bigger thing happen. Okay. Wild told Politico on Tuesday that Mace's effort doesn't go far enough. Okay, but it's a first step. At least she's trying. Yeah. There is a quote. Their non-binding resolution could not have prevented what happened in Alabama nor stop any other state from taking steps to ban fertility treatments. If their are actually interested in protecting IVF, as they state in the final line of their resolution, they are more than welcome to co-sponsor my existing bill, the Access to Family Building Act, which would do exactly that, Wild said. Mace co-sponsored a bill in 2021 that would have legal person... Oh, interesting. Mace co-sponsored a bill in 2021 that would have granted legal personhood to fetuses from the point of conception with no protections for IVF, but she did not co-sponsor the current version of the bill that was reintroduced in 2023. So hopefully that means she's changed her mind.
Fingers crossed.
That's so interesting. I love this format when we do this because we just, things spiral into other things. So that's the update on that. I know this is definitely a shorter episode, but we will have more for you guys. Longer episodes coming up next week.
Oh, yes. I have a little bit of time for a deep dive. So.
Yes. I can't wait.
Yes. We got something a-coming. So stay tuned, my friends. I said friends. I was going to say pals or friends.
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 We're going to make it happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. We'll talk to you guys next week. I always say we'll see you next week. And I'm like, they don't see us though. We'll talk to you next week. They don't.
We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye. For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at al2kpodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/al2kpodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.